Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. We're grateful to be here on this Tuesday, the 30th day of June. It is the very last day of this month, and we are going to be halfway through the year as this day ends. So we're grateful that the Lord has brought us here. For such a time as this, we are rising in the Lord as we continue to seek his face. We know that we will find him as we knock on the door. The doors will be open. And as we ask, we shall receive. So we're grateful that the Lord has given us his word. And we look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. This is truly a circle of friends. And we know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. So I thank God for just life and life itself and how he continues to show himself large and mighty. I say, what a mighty God we serve. He's everything to us, and we're just thankful for that today. So let us pray, and we will continue to go through this hour of power of prayer as God has given us an opportunity for that. So, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time of our lives. Thank you that you are God and God alone. You're here, you're there, you're everywhere, you're all over the world, and you're throughout ages the best thing that has ever happened to anybody. So we're grateful that you have allowed us to be a part of your kingdom, and we're grateful that even while we were in our sin, you waited for us. You were patient with us. So we thank you for your patience. Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy, O God. Thank you that Jesus is the one who went to the cross. He hung on that cross. He bled and died. He was put in the grave, but he came up out of that grave. He had victory over death, hell, and the grave. And because of his victory, we have the victory over sin, death, hell, and destruction. So we're thanking you, Jesus, for what you did. Thank you for what you're doing right now. You're sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and you're interceding on our behalf. So we thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you, Jesus, that you have called us friend. Thank you, Jesus, that you are our good shepherd, and as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. So we are grateful for the leading of your word, oh God, for what you have given us, Lord, so that we can study and we can understand and we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are grateful, Jesus, because you are Emmanuel, God, with us. We are grateful for the fact that you sent the gift of the Holy Ghost, and we embrace the Holy Ghost each and every day to be led to do the things that God would have us to do, to help us to just be reminded that we have strength in Jesus Christ. We have strength because Jesus gave us power to tread on serpents or on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. So we're grateful for that this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we know we must die daily to sin, and there's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit, and we pray that our spirit man will rise above the flesh, oh God, and keep us in your will. My Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you that we are forgiven. And Lord, as you have forgiven us, we will forgive those who have trespassed against us. And we know, Father, today that we don't want our prayers hindered by having an ought against anybody. So, Lord, if there's anyone, oh God, in this on the prayer line or any place, oh God, in this world who is a part of the kingdom, if we have ought against anyone, Lord, help us to forgive and forget about that, Lord, and let you take care of the situation, because vengeance belongs to you and you shall repay. So we thank you for that this morning. I pray for each and every one who is on this prayer line, those who will come later, those who may want to be here but have other obligations. We appreciate you, God, for just giving us this platform, oh God, to be able to pray, to be able to reach around the world, to help others, oh God, to know about Jesus and his love, and to see that you are healing, you're delivering, you're setting the captives free. And we continue to pray for our nation. We pray for the world, oh God. We pray for just peace to come, Lord. We know that there is a need for peace in many homes, Lord, peace across this nation, peace in our governments, all around the world, oh God, peace for Jerusalem, Lord. We pray that you will give peace that surpasses all understanding. We know that we as individuals, as people of God, we can have that peace because we know you, Father. We're grateful for you being in our lives and allowing us to be here today. My Jesus, we pray for those who are even planning and plotting to do evil, plotting to do harm to somebody, oh God. We pray, God, today that they will stop plans of God and not execute those plans. And we just praise you, God, today for those who are maybe out there stumbling around in darkness, that they will come to the light of Jesus Christ, that they will come and repent of their sin and be a part of the kingdom, oh God, and prepare for their heavenly home, oh God, and prepare for eternity, oh God. We realize eternity is a very long time, Lord, and it will never end, oh God. And the decisions that we make in this time and the time that we're here on this earth will determine where we will go in the end. So we pray, Father, today that more people will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God. We pray for the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards, oh God. We pray for those who are serving gods that cannot see, cannot do anything, oh God, cannot speak, Lord. We pray for people to come and receive Jesus as Savior, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, Father, today that you will help us all, oh God, as we have opportunity, oh God, to open up our mouths for you, God, and speak love, oh God, and speak the truth, oh God, and help others to know that it is time, Lord, that we all get our lives right with you, oh God. We don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come, Lord, and when he comes, Lord, we want to be ready, oh God. We don't want to be like the five foolish bridesmaids who were out getting some oil when the groom came, Lord. We want to be ready, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for many more people coming, the backslider, Lord, being reclaimed for you, Lord, my Jesus. We know that all they have to do is come and just ask you to allow them to return, Lord, to you, Lord, even prodigal sons and daughters, that they will just return to the fold, oh God, and live for you, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, Lord. We bless you today, oh God, because you're so awesome. You're perfect, Lord, in all of our ways. We want to acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We just bless you this morning. We pray, Father, today for the sick, oh God, the lost, oh God, the shut-in, oh God, those who are with fever in their bodies, oh God. They're those who have high blood pressure, Lord, sugar diabetes, Lord, multiple sclerosis, scoliosis, oh God, arthritic conditions, oh God, pain in the back, Lord, pain in the head, Lord. We pray for healing of the pain that is in the person's body right now, the fever that somebody is experiencing right now. Somebody is on the brink of death, Lord, and we know that you can bring them back to life, Lord, and help them to know that you're the one who did it so that they can give you the praise. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We pray for any kind of sickness. We pray that every blood vessel, every corpuscle, every tissue, every artery, oh God, is being healed, oh God. We pray, Father, today that people will use the word of God to bring about change in their bodies, oh God, even using the anointed oil, oh God, and maybe using some herbs, oh God. You said that the leaves on the trees are for the healing of the nations, and so we believe that the herb-bearing trees, oh God, will help to heal our bodies, oh God. We will eat the proper foods, oh God. Sometimes we don't eat right, Lord. Some of the things that we're putting into our bodies is causing us to be sick. So we pray, Lord, today, even for those who have cancer in their bodies, Lord, cancer of the brain, cancer of the lymph nodes, lung cancer, Lord, breast cancer, prostate cancer, oh God, skin cancer, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, those who have ulcers, Lord, you can heal those ulcers, Lord. The spleen can be healed, oh God. The kidneys, oh God, can be healed, Lord. So we're believing for that today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Healing Spirit, I pray that you take over right now. Healing Spirit, move right now. Healing Spirit, deliver right now. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, oh Father, because you are the strong deliverer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for families, oh God, all the sisters, the brothers, the nieces, the nephews, the aunts, the uncles, the children's children, oh God, those who will come in the future, Lord. We pray for each and every one who's connected to our bloodline and bloodlines around the world, oh God. God, that you bring about healing and deliverance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh Father. In this hour, Lord, we know that you are healing. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Somebody's eyes need to be opened up, oh God. Somebody's ears need to be opened, Lord. Somebody is dumb and can't speak right, oh God. So we pray for that today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, if there's somebody who has a stuttering problem, Lord, I pray for the healing right now in the name of Jesus. And those who are dealing with people who have passed on, oh God, we pray for the families, oh God, who are mourning over the loss of a loved one, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you give them peace. You give them the personality, oh God, to know that you are there, God, the thoughts in their minds to know that you're there, God, that you're the comforter, that Jesus sent the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, oh God. So you are the one, oh God, who can comfort them right now, oh God, that they can lay in your arms, oh God, and be at peace, Lord, be at rest, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will pray, Lord, and they will just trust you, Father, to give them the peace of God in their lives right now. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name, Lord. Lord, in this COVID-19, oh God, all the different things that are happening with that, oh God, we pray for the people to be changed, oh God, in their minds, oh God, that they will do the things that will be helpful to not spread the disease, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, anything that is a lie concerning what's going on, we pray, Father, today that it shall be revealed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for you just giving us peace, Lord. We need peace today, Lord. You're the one who is, Jesus is the Prince of Peace, so we're believing for peace, Lord Jesus, peace, oh God. Oh, my Lord, we just praise you and thank you, Lord, today. And Lord, so many people are out of work, Lord, as a result of what's happening around the nation and around the world, Lord. So we pray, Father, today that provision will be there for each one, that people will be able to eat, people will be able to pay their bills and take care of their utilities, oh God, and do the things they need to do, oh God. Cars are being repossessed at this point, oh God. People being put out of their apartments and homes, oh God. I pray, Father, today that people will be able to receive the things that they need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Father. We magnify your name, Lord. There are those who are seeking work, Lord, and there are people who are hiring too. So I pray, God, today that they will get to the right place and get some morphed into their homes, oh God. So we thank you for that this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you this morning. We glorify your name. And Lord, for every business, oh God, that we have, oh God, we pray that you will bless and enlarge the territory, oh God. Bless us indeed, oh God. Keep evil away, Lord, that it will not cause pain, oh God. So I pray that even in the midst of the turmoil, that the businesses will grow, Lord. Businesses will be able to make money, oh God, have clients, oh God, that can pay, Lord. We thank you for those who may even have real estate and all kinds of investments, oh God, that you will let those investments grow, Lord, that they will be a blessing, God, and people will continue to give unto you, Lord. I pray for each and every one who has sown into this ministry, oh God, that you bless each one name by name individually, oh God. Bless their bank accounts, oh God. Let the bank accounts grow, Lord. Let finances come from different places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, God. I glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. We just praise you this morning, for all things good and perfect come from you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. So right now, we're just going to find out who's here. And if you're not able to pray, you can give your name and say listening. And if you're have a testimony or a prayer request, you can give that at this point. Amen.
Good morning, dear Sister Marie.
Okay, good morning, Sister Marie. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Anthony and Wendell. This one's prayer for the family and for my nieces. They have went to test for the COVID. Pray that everything come back well today and just praying for the world.
What's your name?
Kizzy.
Kizzy, okay.
And the rest of them, this whole bunch of them. We thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for being here. God bless you. Anybody else out there?
Good morning. Sister B, may God bless you.
Okay. Good to hear your voice, Miss B. God bless you too.
Good morning. This is Mary. And I have a prayer request. Praying for Sean, who's in the hospital and on a ventilator with bad asthma.
Okay, and what's the name of the person?
Sean.
Sean, okay. All right.
Good morning.
Okay.
Sister Jane.
Anybody else?
Good morning, good morning, Sister Jane. Let's give a prayer for myself and my family. And also, I'm looking for prayer for my best friend, Renee, who just lost her brother and she's having a hard time.
Okay.
And I'm listening. Thank you. God bless.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Yvonne Lester, and just asking prayer for the family and listening.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, we're going to continue in our hour of power of prayer. I'm going to ask Sister Mary if you will pray, Sister Marie, and then Apostle Horsley, if you will pray in that order this morning.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. We're grateful, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, God, this morning, Lord God. We say good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Lord God. Good morning. Good morning, Jesus. We are so grateful, Lord God, to be able to wake up this morning with you on our minds and on our heart, Lord God. So we just say hallelujah. Glory be to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus, for waking us up this morning, oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us all night long, Lord God, clothed in our right mind, oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for my brothers and my sisters, Lord God, who's hearts are so near and dear to you, Lord God, is on this prayer line, Lord God. I thank you for each and every one of them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we all got up this morning, Lord God, with a right mind and a purpose in mind, Lord God, to do the things of the kingdom of God, Lord God, to worship you, to serve you, Lord God, to hear from you, Lord God, to talk to you, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this new day, Lord God, that you've given us, a day that we have not seen, Lord God, a day that will bring about new blessings, oh Lord God, new mercies, oh Lord God, great benefits, oh Lord God, because you promised that in your word, Lord God. So God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. We honor you and give you glory, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you hear our prayers and our cries this morning, Lord God. You said, Lord God, if we cry out to you, you will hear us when we cry, Lord God. If we call on your name, Lord God, you hear us, oh Lord God. And God, if we pray, Lord God, you are in the midst of it, Lord God. You're near us, oh Lord God, when we talk to one another, when we pray one, two, or three, a minute, or gather together, you're in the midst of it, Lord God. So, God, I know that you're glorified, Lord God, in the midst of our prayers and our conversation, Lord God, and you hear us, oh, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting every need, Lord God, on this prayer line, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, just as you promised, oh, Lord God, healing in our bodies, oh, Lord God, healing in our minds, oh, Lord God, healing in our emotions, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, healing in our spirits, oh God. God, so we thank you. We praise your name, Lord God, for your divine presence, your divine healing, Lord God, your divine deliverance, oh Lord God. God, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God, for the divine favor, Lord God, that you give to us, oh Lord God. Favor with God and favor with man this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in any situation, whether we may have this day, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to be in the midst of, Lord God, of the things that we desire, Lord God, for favor, Lord God, favor, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. God, so God, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord God. We continue to praise you and declare your goodness this day, Lord God. Declaring, Lord God, your faithfulness, oh Lord God, this day, Lord God, being with us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. Even though things are going on in this world, Lord God, that seems like they are difficult, Father God, and unchangeable, God. There's nothing new before you, Lord God. You know all, you've seen all, Lord God. You are the God of omnipotence, God of grace and mercy, Lord God. So you know, Lord God, and see things everywhere, Lord God. We know you as a healer, Lord God. Lord God, a God that is merciful, Father God. So God, we bless you. We know you will do. We trust you this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We put our trust in you, God, in Jesus' name. We put our trust in you this morning, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you grant you will grant goodness and mercy, Lord God. You will do great things this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know you, Lord God, as a healer and as a protector, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to just cover this nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Cover this nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, we pray, Lord God, for protection, Lord God. Protection, Lord God. This day, in the name of Jesus, whether people are traveling to and for, Lord God, in the workplace, oh Lord God. In the hospital, Lord God, we pray a blood covering of protection, Lord God, over those who has to be on the front line of working, Lord God, and with COVID that is so contagious, Lord God. We pray over these people, Lord God, that they will have a covenant of protection, Lord God, that no hurt, harm, and danger will come to our loved ones in Jesus' name, Lord God, that they are covered by the blood of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us the anointed oil, Lord God, that we have, Lord God. And we take time right now to saturate ourselves with the oil, Lord God, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. And as we walk and go out near and here and there, Lord God, we know no harm and danger could come to us, oh Lord God, because we're covered under the anointed oil, covered by the blood of Jesus, with the full armor of God, of covering and protection. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your divine presence this day, Lord God. Thank you for loving us, oh Lord God, so much, oh God. Thank you, God, for continuing to walk with us, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for saying, Lord God, letting us know if we abide in you, you abide in us. You are with us, oh Lord God. You will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. So, God, we bless your name this morning. We honor you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God, with your divine presence in our lives, oh Lord God. We walk, Lord God, as beacons of light this day, Lord God. We walk as your servants, oh Lord God. We walk as a divine witness, oh Lord God, shining that man may see hope, Lord God, hope and see the glory of God even shining through us, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can be great witnesses today in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we glorify your name. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your name this morning, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, I come to you, Lord, not in my name, but in Jesus' name, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Just praising you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Father. Father, we just praise you for pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis, Lord, daily basis, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We praise you for your relationship with us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. For accepting us as your children, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, for being our father and our brother, our friend, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We praise you for loving us unconditionally, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. We just thank you for guiding us, Lord, being a part of our life and every aspect, Lord, of our life and all that we're doing, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we praise you for the peace, Lord, for the patience, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, for the strength, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we praise you for opening doors that need to be opened, shutting doors that need to be shut. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you for Christ dying on the cross for us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, for sacrificing your son. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we can never praise you enough for all the things that you're doing for us. And all the things you're doing and done for us and doing it for us that we're not aware of, Lord, because you're working in our life continuously. And we just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name for those that are in need of peace, those that are in need of patience. Oh, yes, those that are in need of strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, working in their life, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, no matter what they are in need of, Lord, you know everything. We're asking that you give it, provide, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. The healing, Heavenly Father. Yes, finances. Some need a financial blessing, Lord. Some need jobs, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Some need healing, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Asking you just work in their lives, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, Father God, there's no one like you. Oh, yes, because you are mighty. You are the great I am, Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. We just love you, Lord. Because you first loved us, Lord. We just praise you for loving us, Lord, unconditionally. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we ask in that prayer, every name that's been called on this prayer, every prayer request that's been called out, on this line, spoken and unspoken, Lord, because there are some that had requested but didn't even speak. Oh, yes, Lord, we asking you to answer those too, Lord, and the ones that spoken, they left out anybody, Lord. Oh, answer those requests too, Lord. You know everything, Lord, every hair on our head, every thought in our mind. And, Lord, so asking that you just move in our life in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Father. We're praying for the government, Lord. Oh, the ones that get elected, Lord, we're praying that you let them work for the good of the peoples in the world, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. If they got a bad heart, evil heart, Lord, change it. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for Trump, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Turn him around, his thoughts, his mind, Lord. Change his heart, Lord. His thoughts, Lord. Oh, yes, he worked for the good of the people, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You know everything, Lord. You know who will be elected, Lord. We don't. We just ask that you break them down, that they serve you, Lord. Lord, that they serve you and do your will for the people, Lord. Oh, because there's nothing that you can't do, Lord. Oh, because you can do all things, Lord. Not some things, Heavenly Father, but you can do all things. There's nothing impossible that you can't do. You, oh, Lord, 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 oh, yes, hallelujah. You can do all things, and we're calling on you, Lord. We depend on you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We believe in you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness, Father. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Lord. There are people crying out to you right now. No, I don't know what they're going through, but you do, Lord. Oh, answer their cry right now, those that are out there right now crying out to you, Lord, because you know there's so much going on in this world, Lord. Children being molested, women being raped, men being raped, Lord. Reach out and protect them, Lord. Expose the people that is doing these things, Lord. They can get some help, Lord. That they not do these things anymore, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Right now, Lord, we don't know what's going on, but you do. But those right now that's crying out to you probably never even thought about you, Lord, until they was in trouble. Oh, yes, Lord. The first word they say is, Lord, help me, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, please answer them right now, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for the backsliders, Heavenly Father. Bring them back, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, bring them back, Lord. Help them. There's someone in their past that can remind them what it's like to be the word to be in your word, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. But, Lord, you hold the whole world in your hand, Lord. People all over the world is calling out to you. Because you are that big, Lord. Yeah, they cannot put you in a little box. You have the whole world in your hand, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you just reach out to the whole world, those out there crying out to you, praying out to you right now, Lord. Oh, yes, let your mighty word be done in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, gracious Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we know when we pray for something that is done, Lord. Sometimes it's right then, Lord, and sometimes it takes a little while. But you know the timing for everything, Lord. You have a reason for doing what you're doing when you do it, Lord. Hallelujah, because it's a timing, Lord. Sometimes it might not be our time yet. But we know it's done, and we praise you for the things that we already prayed for, Heavenly Father. Whether we already saw it, whether we saw it right at that minute, or whenever it got to us. Because you know sometimes it's not time, Lord. Only you know, Lord. We just praise you for answering every prayer, Lord, every prayer request, every prayer when we pray, Lord, whether we pray alone, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. If someone is out there, the family members praying for them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying that you answer those prayers, Lord. Oh, yeah, turn them people's life around, whatever direction they're going, Lord, whatever going on in their body, Lord. We pray for healing, Lord. You know whatever, you know everything, Lord. Oh, yes, so, Lord, whatever they're praying for, Lord, oh, just let it come to pass, Lord. Especially if they've been praying a long time. Sometimes you pray for people and they don't got faith, Lord. But the person praying have their faith, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, you said, Lord, we have to just believe, Lord. Oh, yes, believe. Oh, yes, and trust in you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. Oh, yes, Father. We just thank you, Father, for walking with us every step that we take, Lord, every decision that we make, Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for being a part of it, Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, I connect this prayer with the whole world that's praying right now at this hour of power, and the people that already prayed, those praying that comes after me on this line. With Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses. As we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord, lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, our glory, Father. You are everything in Jesus' name. You are Alpha and our Omega. And we love you with all our heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Walking and talking with my mind stayed on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his name. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, the Lord God. We're so happy this morning, the Lord God, to be a part of the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, Lord God, the circle of friends, Lord God. God, we come thanking you and praising you, Lord God, worshiping you, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this 30th day of June, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The month has just slipped away, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But we're thankful, Lord God, to be up, Lord God, be a part. Oh, Lord God, of the service this morning in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for moving by your spirit, oh, Lord God, and that you're moving by your power, Lord God, and your blessing, and you're keeping us right now in Jesus' mighty name, oh, Lord God. For God had spoken once, and twice have we heard this, that power belongeth on the prayer, oh, Lord God, that you bless the pastor, the Vanders, darling, oh, Lord God, that you would bless my wife, oh, Lord God, and each and every one that's here, Lord God, under the sound of the voice of Lord God, that have came together, oh, Lord God, together themselves, together, oh, Lord God, to bring ourselves into one accord, oh, Lord God, and to thank you for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this Tuesday morning, oh, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the scripture of the week, oh, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the things that has transpired, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in spite of all things, O Lord God, we're still alive, O Lord God. We're healthy, O Lord God, and we're looking to move forward in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you touch each and every one, O Lord God, individually, collectively, O Lord God, that you bind us together, O Lord God, with cords of love, O Lord God, that cannot be broken, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, that you would protect, O Lord God, during the storm season here in Florida, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you, Lord God, would just bless and protect, O Lord God, for your honor and your glory right now, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless the babies, O Lord God, the newborn babies, O Lord God, the children, the grandchildren, O Lord God, those, O Lord God, that have jobs and looking for jobs, O Lord God, those people whose jobs has closed, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and they know not which way to turn, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and for moving by your power, God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, in many prayer, God, there are those people, O Lord God, that are on ventilators right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, needing a touch from you, Lord God. Need me, O Lord God, to move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, stretch forth thy hand and deliver it to, Lord God, as only you can, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that name that is above every name, O Lord God, that at the sound of Jesus, O Lord God, every knee is bowed, O Lord God, every tongue is confessed, O Lord God, that you are Lord, O Lord God, you're the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the first, and the last, O Lord God. So God, we're so glad that we have your love, O Lord God. Lord God, that you're moving, O Lord God, in a miraculous way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, some dust cloud has came up out of the midst of and nowhere, Lord God, and it has moved through the area, Lord God. We're not certain about a lot of things that are going on, Lord God. Lord God, it seems like this virus is moving strategically in areas, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, there are things that are missed, oh Lord God, and things that are in the darkness, oh Lord God, that we cannot see, oh Lord God, Lord God. But we pray, oh Lord God, that it will be disposed, oh Lord God, but not only that it be destroyed, oh Lord God, that you would take care of those things in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power on this Wednesday morning, oh Lord God, that you continuously bless, oh Lord God, the finances for the broadcast, oh Lord God, and all the churches that are open, oh Lord God, and doing the will of God, oh Lord God, that you continuously bless in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, and we praise you, oh Lord God, for the wife, the children, the grandchildren, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and by your power, oh Lord God. in the church, oh Lord God, jobs, oh Lord God, those that are going to school, oh Lord God, make a way for the children to return to school, oh Lord God, and to keep them safe right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So Lord God, we have so many things that we're thanking you for this morning, oh Lord God, for your grace and mercy that see us through, oh Lord God. We thank you for the laying down last night, this morning, oh Lord God, early rising this morning, oh Lord God, and we bless your name, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're the God of our salvation and deliverance, oh Lord God. Lord God, there's those in the nursing home, oh Lord God, in hospital, oh Lord God, first responders, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, friends, oh Lord God, and people that we know here, Lord God, that are out there today, oh Lord God, that need a special touch from you, Lord God. There's people with mental illnesses, oh Lord God, where they say there's no cure, Lord God, that you give them peace, oh Lord God. And those that have to have the medication, oh Lord God, to slow them down, oh Lord God, if they can function in some type of normal capacity, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, where they don't be up all night long, oh Lord God, just roaming the streets, God, in the name of peace, oh Lord God, that you give them peace, oh Lord God. Lord God, those that have a mind, oh Lord God, the king spirit, oh Lord God, we rebuke them by the day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, the murdering spirit, the suicide spirit, oh Lord God, that spirit that calls people just want to drive by and kill people, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and taking their things into their own hand, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray for, oh Lord God, that you would give them the garment of praise, oh Lord God, for the spirit of heaviness, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you would continuously bless, oh Lord God, women, oh Lord God, that are carrying children at this time, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Prisoners, oh Lord God, that are in, oh Lord God, that's in the close quarters, oh Lord God, with other prisoners, oh Lord God, that virus has gotten through, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we just ask that you bless, oh Lord God. We just ask that you protect, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, because we're here, Lord God, and we're here, and we're standing on the radio, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Every prayer request that came in, oh Lord God, those that may come in even now, oh Lord God, those that have joined the line late, God, we ask that you touch right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Touch hospitals everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, as we head toward the weekend, oh Lord God, much prayer is needed, oh Lord God. We ask that you have super mercy, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you protect, oh Lord God. People have been closed in, oh Lord God, for a while, oh Lord God. And many are going to need traveling mercy, oh Lord God, to go to and fro, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Help them to keep their hands washed and the masks on, oh Lord God, as we go through this time, oh Lord God, waiting, oh Lord God, for you to decide, oh Lord God, to move this pandemic out of the way, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, never to return, oh Lord God. So we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for our part, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we added to, Lord God. Bless all the prayer teams, oh Lord God, people that pray gone 24 hours a day, Lord God, around the clock, oh Lord God. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, we say it and amen. We thank you, O Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. O Lord God, as we stand in agreement, O Lord God, with the rest of the program, O Lord God, as we approach in the top of the hour, Lord God, and coming around, O Lord God, we ask that you bless, O Lord God, that you would meet the needs of the people, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that there not be a lack of anything, O Lord God, and not some losses of many life, O Lord God. We pray for those that are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God, who have loved ones, O Lord God, that they have to make services for, O Lord God. Those that have met with the untimely death of the virus, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and those that left, oh Lord God, because their work is done, oh Lord God, that have transitioned out, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless and touch each and every one, oh Lord God, every prayer request that came in, oh Lord God, that you would just touch, move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, as a friend, oh Lord God, as they get their new apartment, oh Lord God, we pray this morning, oh Lord God, that you would just bless it, oh Lord God, in that area, Lord God. It's not the best of area, Lord God, but we pray that you bless their going out and their coming in, God, this time, forth, even and forevermore, Lord God, that you put a hedge of protection, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that it be protected, oh Lord God, and that to be able to patrol that area, Lord God, and give them safe passage in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you, oh Lord God, for hearing this prayer, and set ourselves in agreement with everyone else here, oh Lord God, on the prayer deliverance ministry, Lord God, in this hour of prayer. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name, and we say amen and amen again. We thank you for doing it right now. Hallelujah and amen. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. all my sisters and brother for the prayers, our Sister Mary, Apostle Horsley, and our sister Alice Marie, and everyone else who's here as we agree with the prayers. We are grateful for all that God is doing. It is so beautiful to be a part of the kingdom of God. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to look at the scripture that we had this week. And so we're believing that we're going to trust God. There's a wonderful thing in trusting God. You know, when we are going through, we're going through a lot of things right now. So we're trusting God in this time and dispensation. If we can't trust anybody else, we can trust him. So here, where the scripture of the week was Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. But I will read Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 6. So as we go into the word, I pray that, you know, you will get, maybe take some notes, take the verses down, read them again, read the entire chapter, because that chapter is so full of knowledge and good information about how God will bless us, heal us, and deliver us, and how we can keep his law in our hearts. And the main thing is that we read and study the word so we can share with others when we have opportunity. So here, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man." Verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." So this chapter 3 actually is one of the best chapters in this book, because it persuades us to how to be religious and how to receive directions for life. And so we must be constant to our duty, because that is the way to be happy. And we must live a life of dependence upon God, because that is the way to be safe. And that is spoken of in verse number 5. We'll get to that. So as we focus on Proverbs 3 and 1 through 6, we are taught to live a life of communion with God and without controversy. We know that God is the one who gives us peace, and when we have peace, we're able to show peace and be in a peaceable situation no matter what. You know, we have the peace of God within us. So the word tells us, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee." So we must have God's law in our hearts, his commandments, or what rules our lives. And so we will be ruled by God, and we will be obedient to him as we study and apply his word to our lives. And in order for us to be familiar with the word of God, we have to read it, we have to study it, we have to receive it into our hearts. We must remember them so that we will be able to share them at the appropriate time. So the whole point is not just for us to know the word, but also to share, even to let people know that God is the one who gives us peace in the midst of turmoil. There's so many things going on across the world. I mean, the like Apostle Horsley mentioned, the dust storm, the chaos within the cities, you know, people marching and people still getting shot and killed, and COVID-19, among other things. Even without those things, there are a lot of things that are going on. So we can trust in the Lord. And so we must allow our will and our affection be ruled by the word of God. And in everything that we do, we should conform to the word of God, not only with our heads, but with our hearts. We must keep God's commandments, and we shall be the witnesses for the kingdom. That is the one of the most important things to me, is that we will be a witness by our lifestyle of who we are in Jesus Christ. And so we are encouraged by the word to submit ourselves to all the restraints and injunctions of the divine law. We are assured in verse number 2 that this is the certain way of the way to long life and prosperity. It is the way to be to live long. You know, God's commandments will add to us length of days and good, useful life on earth. They will add an eternal life in heaven, length of days forever and ever, as we see here in Psalms 21 and 4. There's somebody who's moving around. If you could please mute your line, if you would just put mute button on your phone so we won't hear that rustling noise within the phone, that would be so lovely. Thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm.
So here in Psalms chapter 21 and 4, he said, he asked life of thee, and thou gavest even length of days forever and ever. So God shall be our life and our length of days, and this will be the long life that we're looking forward to. And even other places in the Bible, it talks about the children obeying their parents and honoring their mother and father, that their days will be long. There are other scriptures that God gives us to help us to know how to live a long life, to obey his commandments. We have to have continual regard to God's promises, which go along with his precepts and are to be received and retained with them. So verse number 3 says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So God's mercy in promising us these things, and his truth is performed always. We bind them about our neck as the most graceful ornament. It is the greatest honor we are capable of in this world to have an interest in the mercy and truth of God. So we write them upon our hearts. You know, you put them in our hearts, and the word tells us that if we, his word shall be hidden in our hearts, so we will not sin against him. So we take pleasure in applying them and thinking them over to let them, you know, saturate our hearts and saturate our minds so that we will go in the right direction. So we're encouraged to do this so that we will be sure of living those long days and enjoying life. You know, as we live long days, we don't want just to be living long days, but we want to have the pleasure of the Lord in our lives and the pleasure of living a good life. You know, we have those trials. We will not be forgetful that there are trials and tribulations to help us to look to the Lord, to know that he is the one who we can depend on, to know that he is the God of truth. He's the God of mercy. And so as we understand and receive these things into our hearts, we will be able to share this with other people. Let them know what God is all about. Eternity, you know, eternity, as I always say, is a very long time, and we can't even fathom. I can't even fathom how long eternity is with my finite mind. We have finite minds. And so, you know, just to think how far into history or how far into eternity we will go, it's just, it can be mind-boggling. But just to know that we're preparing right now for our heavenly home, that's the important thing, and we want others to know about this. And so we want to do the things that God has told us to do. We will have find favor, and we will have good understanding as we study his word. So verse number 4 says that, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. And we realize that a good man seeks the favor of God in the first place. He's ambitious of the honor of being accepted of the Lord. We are ambitious to see God and to do his will. And so we will find that favor, and with it will be a good understanding. God will make the best of each and every one of us and put favorable construction upon what he says and does. He shall be owned as one of wisdom's children and shall have praise with God as we follow God's precepts and concepts, and we will have the good understanding which is ascribed to those that do his commandments. So God wishes to have favor with men. He wishes us to have that favor with men, as Christ did in Luke chapter 2, verse number 52. And it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. So we want to be in a place where we are favored. You know, wherever you go, God can give us favor. No matter what we're doing, God can give us favor. In the midst of this turmoil, God can give us favor to have the things that we need and desire at this particular junction of our lives. And so we must have continual regard to God's providence. We must own and depend upon it in all of our affairs, both by faith and prayer. And so that's one reason why we continue to pray and believe that God is doing the work. So by faith, we must have confidence in the wisdom, power, and goodness of God, assuring ourselves of the extent of his providence to all creatures and all our actions. We must trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. In verse number 5, we must believe that he is able to do what he wants to. He's wise enough to do what is best for us and what is good for us according to his promise. So we have to know what God has spoken of in his word, and so we're not going to lean to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we're going to acknowledge the Lord, and he's going to direct our path. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Verse number 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So we want to follow all the things that God has shown us in his word. You know, sometimes we may get a little bit off base, and we may go in the wrong direction just for a moment. But even when we do that, the Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts and speak to our minds to help us to be corrected, help us to follow the precepts and concepts so that we can be blessed, so that we can be a blessing. You know, God blesses us not to hoard it upon our own selves, to keep everything that God gives us, but when he blesses us, it's to bless somebody else, to help somebody else along the way. So we're thanking God for that, that we're going to continue to trust in the Lord God Almighty. Trust in God always, no matter what, no matter what somebody's doing, no matter what you may be going through. You may lose something, you may have a bump in the road, but if you trust in the Lord, acknowledge him, he's going to direct your path. He's going to lead you in the direction that you need to go in. You may be going down one path, and he may even put some bump in the road, some obstacle there so that you won't continue to go in that direction. So sometimes we may be experiencing some things that seem a little odd or maybe hard to deal with, but those things sometimes are there for us to re-look at what we're doing, follow God, listen to the voice of God, you know, get into a place where you're listening to his voice so that you can see the change and see God bless and give you favor with God and with man. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank the Lord today for this word. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us has received something out of this word, oh God, that we will trust in you, God, with all of our hearts, and we will lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we will acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. So I thank you for that this morning, oh Father. And so, Lord, I'm going to go ahead and pray for these various requests, Lord, because we know that everyone here, as I'm praying, go ahead and be in agreement because we're at the top of the hour, but we did have those requests. If you came on late and we didn't get your prayer request, we're going to ask you to just be in agreement and even pray your prayer while I am praying, because God hears and answers prayer no matter who is praying. If we believe and trust in the Lord, it shall come to pass. So, Lord God Almighty, I thank you so much for Apostle Horsley's niece, Lizzie. The testing that she will be getting for the COVID-19, that it will be a negative test, oh God, that she will not be infected. And we pray, God, today for just covering her life, covering each and every one who is in any kind of position, oh God, to help others who have this COVID-19, that you protect them, oh God, that you help them and keep them from even succumbing to death, oh God. Those who have received it already into their bodies, we pray, Father, today for deliverance. You're the one who delivers, and you're the one who sets free. We pray for Anthony's family, oh God, Apostle Horsley's family, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you touch each one, Sister Jeannie's family, Lord. We pray, God, today for Sister Yvonne's family, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to bless and just everybody on this prayer line, oh God. We pray, God, today that you will help each one name by name. That includes Darlene B., Darlene M., Sister Alice Marie, Sister Miss B., oh God, Sister Mary, oh God, Sister Jeannie, Sister Yvonne, Lord. We pray for Sister Juanita. We pray for Sister Grace, oh God, Sister Janice, and Pastor Scholastica. Each and every one, Lord, names I may not have called. We pray for all of our families, God, that you bless them, you heal them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Sister Kenesha's family, oh God, Brother James's family, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We glorify your name, Lord. Sister Linda's family, Sister Deborah's family, oh God, heal and touch and bring peace in each family, oh God. Sister Yvonne's family, we thank you for that, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Sister Pamela's family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because we're trusting, depending on you, oh God, for deliverance, for healing, for setting the captives free. So, Lord, we pray for Sean, who is in the hospital, Lord, that you heal the issues, oh God, that is causing the asthma, Lord. You clear up the passage, oh God. The chest, Lord, sometimes can become congested, Lord. It can be difficult for a person to breathe, oh Lord. So we pray for Sean, Lord. Cover Sean, oh God, and help Sean to know that you're healing the body, oh God, right now. And others who need healing, we believe, oh God, that you're healing each and every person, no matter what they're going through, oh God. Sister Jeannie, oh God, and requested prayer for her friend Renee, who lost her brother. So we are praying, oh God, that you give Renee comfort, Father, each and every family member that's connected to her, oh God, that they will be at peace, Lord, as they prepare to lay the brother to rest, oh God. Let it not be a long, drawn-out process, oh God. I know with this COVID-19, a lot of things are being delayed. So we pray, God, today for them to be able to lay their brother to rest and have peace of mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray also for Sister Jeannie, oh God, a special prayer for her, Father, as she has requested us to pray that you will heal her body and to give her peace of mind, oh God, and remove everything in her body, oh God, that should not be there, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, amen,
amen.
In Jesus' name. So as we have come to the top of the hour, we pray that everybody will have a beautiful day. Go and do good. Spread some love. You know, in the midst of this situation that we're going through, people need to have some love. We need to do some joyful things, do some laughing, you know. Sometimes during the day I laugh, and it's just so wonderful to have the spirit of laughter. I mean, I'm telling you, God blessed me with that spirit of laughter from a child up to now, and I thank him for that. So you can, you know, do some laughing. If you need to watch a silly movie or something, go ahead and do that so you can get some laughter in your day. Just call somebody and tell them that you care about them, that you love them. There may be somebody you have not talked to in a long time. Go ahead and call them and you know, give them some encouraging words. You know, there are people out there who are not receiving any phone calls. No, you know, messaging is okay, but, you know, people want to hear a voice. So call and say, I love you, or something nice to them. So, everybody, I love you. I pray that you have a beautiful day, and that the favor of God and man shall be with you everywhere you go. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4922. 929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.